to get the words out of my head and down the chute that connects them to my mouth. Mommy pokes her head in the door. "How's she feeling?" she asks Poppy, as if I'm not in the room at all. She comes over to the bed and touches my forehead with the back of her hand. "I think it might be the mumps that's going around." Poppy shakes his head. "It's not mumps," he says. He turns back to me, still waiting for a promise I'm not prepared to give him yet.
Okay, so Anita doesn't have mumps, but what's wrong with her? I think she's so freaked out about all the scary things going on in her life that it has made her physically ill. When she found out that her school, the one normal place in her life, was going to close, it was the last straw. Do you understand why the school is closing? I think it's because so many American families have gone home to the United States that there aren't that many kids left in school. Let's keep reading after the space on page 81, where it says, "Every night now."
Every night now, the men meet at our house on the back patio. They've grown extremely cautious, using code phrases all the time. But they let one little thing slip by them. The patio swings around the house to a private nook where they like to sit talking, and that nook is directly beside my bedroom window. Every night as I lie in bed, I can hear their hushed voices, even as I'm losing mine. Tio Tony is always there, and Poppy, and sometimes Mr. Washburn, who brings Wimpy. Mr. Mancini has stopped coming because the group decides that he can provide a safe house in case of trouble. I don't know what that means, except that it's probably why, now that our American school has officially closed, Sam and Mundine and I go over to the Mancini's house for our lessons. Mommy and Mrs. Washburn and Mrs. Mancini, in fact, the whole Canasta group, are not about to let their kids grow up dumb brutos just because of a dictatorship. All in all, I think there are about 12 of us from different grades now thrown together, learning addition and algebra, Cielito Lindo, as well as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Mundine and I always ride over with Sam in the consulate car, as it's less likely to be stopped at the guard posts beyond the line.